Thank you. Let me begin by thanking. God bless you. Patty and I want to. Thank you. Patty and I want to take this opportunity. And I think we'd prefer to have another opportunity to do this, but we want to thank all the people here today and everywhere who have been supportive and kind and good to us, to our children, during what has been a very hard and long 3 years. And as things get harder before they get better, Patty and I can't begin to tell you how grateful we are from the bottom of our hearts, the inexpressible sense of gratitude we have to all of you and everyone else who have given your thoughts, your prayers, your best wishes, who've sent us Bibles, prayer beads, brought us food, and all the different things that have happened. We are so grateful to you, and we want you to know we'll never, ever forget your kindness to us. God bless all of you for that.
We'll never forget you.
Thank you.
Governor!
Thank you. Let me keep going. Let me also say to the people of Illinois how they honored me by electing me their governor twice, and how honored I was to serve them as governor, to serve the people of the North and Northwest side in this neighborhood and neighborhoods I grew up in Congress for 6 years, to serve as a state lawmaker for 4 years. I want you all to know you honored me with that privilege. I believe I always, always thought about what was right for the people, and I am proud as I leave. I am proud as I leave and enter the next part of what is a dark and hard journey, that I can take with me the sense of accomplishment and the real belief that the things that I did as governor and the things I did as congressman have actually helped real, ordinary people. When I became governor, I fought a lot, and maybe I fought too much, and maybe one of the lessons to this whole story is that you got to be maybe a little bit more humble. You could never have enough humility, and maybe I could have had more of that. But one thing I had a lot of was a desire in my heart to help average, ordinary people. People who didn't have a voice. People like my mother and father who got up every single day and went to work, who worked hard, who sacrificed for their kids, who did without so their kids can have things. And I want you to know that when we did the All Kids program to provide health care to all the kids in Illinois, the first state in American history, that was hard to do, not easy, but I am gratified knowing that we helped a lot of kids and did things that saved lives. Healthcare. Healthcare for the mothers of those kids. We expanded healthcare to families, moms and dads, and helped save lives through that program. Best breast and cervical cancer screening programs, mammograms and pap smears, free ones for uninsured women. We know that early detection of breast cancer and pap smears will save lives. These programs saved lives. They were hard to get. I got bruised and battered and bloodied, but we were able to get those done. Free rides for senior citizens. People got mad over that. I never understood that. And I never raised the income tax on the people. We fought the special interest to make sure that what we did for the people, we didn't do on your backs, but we took on the special interest and the lobbyists. And I take that with me during this next journey, feeling that that made some of being governor worthwhile to me. Now, I want to say,
Free our governor!
Thank you. I told the judge back in December that I certainly made my share of mistakes. I take responsibility and am responsible, I told him, for the things that I said, the things that I talked about doing, the political talk about how to raise campaign funds, the things that we believed were political horse trades and legal I take responsibility for saying those things, and as I told the judge back in December, everything I talked about doing when it came to campaign fundraising and political horse trading, I believe was on the right side of the law. The decision went against me. I'm responsible for the things I've said. I accept that decision, as hard as it is. And the law as it stands right now is that I have to go do what I have to go do. And this is the hardest thing I've ever had to do. But it is the law, and we follow the law, and I will begin to do that tomorrow. Now, I want to say something else. How do you make sense of all of this? What do you tell your children when calamity strikes and hardship comes? What do you do when disaster hits your family and you leave behind your children and your wife? Tomorrow when I leave, will be and saying goodbye to Patty and to my kids will be the hardest thing that I've ever had to do. I've been putting off the thought about what that's going to be like. I can't even think about it now. And on top of this, the comfort that I get as a father who's not going to be here watching my children as they grow, who's not going to be here to help Patty raise our kids, as hopeful as we are about the long-term future, in the immediate future, this is what is before us and my family. How do you make sense of this, and what is it that you tell your kids so they can appreciate the magnitude of this calamity? First and foremost, Patty and I both acknowledge, and we know, calamity strikes not only our family, but there are families everywhere who are going through times that are much harder than what we have to go through, who are going through loss and are suffering way more than what we have to go through. And we take strength from their example, how they fight through it, how they never give up, how they bear the hardship and the burden. And maybe there is something in what's written in the Bible, in both the Old and the New Testament, and what the ancient Greeks wrote about through suffering comes wisdom. And maybe through suffering and enduring hardship and persevering through that, it strengthens your faith to never give in and to never give up and to ultimately teach your kids those values. And it's one thing to say it to your kids. It's quite another to actually do it and to stand tall in the face of adversity. Because I have to confess, there are times when I just want to give up. But then I look into the eyes of my daughters and I look at my little girls and I think that is not what a father is supposed to do. You're supposed to show them how you fight through adversity, and you keep fighting, and you stand strong, and you bear your crosses, and you bear your burdens. And that's what I hope maybe our kids can learn, at least in part, from what's happening to us and the calamity that we're facing. Let me say one thing, too. Bad news came again today, and one of the things I find comforting to me is, as a dad, as I have to leave my kids, is knowing that my kids are in great schools, nice, safe, warm environments with great teachers and great students. And we learned today that Amy's school, St. Scholastica, was closing down. And that is a grievous blow to both Patty and to me. It is hard on Amy. We hope.
Esteban.
Yeah, you take it off, yeah. We hope that if there's anybody out there who cares about that beautiful little Catholic girls' school, St. Scholastica, and they want to help keep that school open, if you can open up your hearts and do whatever else is possible to keep that school open, that sure would mean a lot. That would sure mean a lot. That's a good school to all of us. There's another thing that I'd like to say, and that is it's very easy to focus on all the negative when you're living it all the time, and you have to face what I have to face. I have a hard time even saying where I have to go. It's hard for me to say that I have to go to prison. That's a hard word for me to say. And in the nighttime when I say my prayers, I kind of speak to God euphemistically about helping Patty and the kids through this, and then me through this next phase. But it is the reality as it is today. And now we have to face this. But part of it, facing it sometimes, is to give perspective to not just what you're facing today, what you've been facing yesterday, and what you have to face tomorrow, but to take your whole life in perspective. And I have had many blessings in my life, and it's not over. And among the blessings that I've had two loving parents, an immigrant father who was a factory worker, a working mom who passed out ticket transfers at the CTA. They never owned a home. They sacrificed and gave their kids opportunities they never had. I've had the blessing of living the American dream. I have known high triumph, high office, governor of the fifth biggest state in America, I have known what it's like to achieve things, real meaningful things like healthcare for kids and healthcare for women, and doing things that actually help real ordinary people who don't have a voice. I've been blessed with that. But most important, I've been blessed with two precious children and a loving and a beautiful wife. And it has been walking through life with Patty, a most gracious journey. And you know, when she took her vow and we were married and she said through good times and bad, neither one of us could ever have imagined it would be like this. And yet here's been Patty, standing strong, standing tall, and as I leave, not in a place to help my kids like I want to, not in a place to protect them as I should, not in a place to be able to work for them like my father worked for me, I know they have the best mother in the world, and she will work hard, and she will work tirelessly, and she will do as she does in everything, great at everything, and most of all, she will be the great mother that she is. And I take that with me, and I find strength, and I am inspired by her. I love you too, honey.
We're here for you, Patty.
We are teaching our kids that in hard times and tears, you've got to live in your hopes and not your fears. We live in our hopes. We still have faith in the future. We are appealing the case. We have great trust and faith in the appeal. And while my faith in things has sometimes been challenged, I still believe this is this is America. This is a country that is governed by the rule of law, that the truth ultimately will prevail, that right makes might, and that this, as bad as it is the beginning of another part of a long and hard journey that will only get worse before it gets better, but that this is not over, and we have faith in the future, faith in the rule of law, and we have faith in God that right ultimately will make might. God bless you, and thank you very much. And we will see you, and I will see you. I'll see you around. Thank you.
Fitzgerald?